Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, here in 2011, here with EOTM Radio on love, dance, and the hate between them. Everybody, so what's going on with you? Welcome to 2011. This is your boy T'Angelo, and I'm so excited to be with you all this year. So we have an awesome show lined up for you. I'm uber excited. We're gonna have so much fun today here on Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, the show that discusses pop culture, all things popular, and you know how to live life to the fullest and things of that nature. So, let's see what we have lined up today. We have to talk about the People's Choice Awards that happened last night. I so wanted to be on the red carpet, but I'm still working on it. Give me a little bit longer, and by next year I'll be there. Also, I have an interesting topic about bottled water. How does your bottled water rank? You know, we invest a lot of money in bottled water, and do you even know if it's better than what comes out your sink, a.k.a. tap water? Also, you guys, we have an extension this year on our tax. We have a tax extension deadline, so we're just going to discuss the fact that taxes have been moved out a couple of days. We're also going to discuss a little bit about where to find a job these days. You know, check out the movie reviews, as I love to do, and look at the goals and see how we're doing with that. And then one of the final things I'm looking forward to doing is interviewing the hip-hop veteran artist, lyricist Kendrick Lamar. He will be on this evening. He will be giving us all the scoop on what he's up to right now. There's a small chance he might be a little busy because he's currently in the studio with Dr. Dre, but I'm optimistic. I'm sure he'll make it out. So, anywho, without further ado, everyone, we're going to actually start off with the Kendrick Lamar track, and I had to get this one. It's entitled The Compton State of Mind. It came from the idea of, New York State of Mind with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Well, Kendrick Lamar put a spin on it. So for all you Compton kids, all you L.A. fans, here you go. Compton State of Mind by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar. It's for the town, nigga. Me, I'm from the hub city, here the Compton court building. Caught a murder when his homie died. Judge caught feelings, I'm on Rosecrans chilling, right inside Best Outlet. $5 Little Caesar, mama shop that food for less. Elementary Mac here, say what's up to Vanguard. Centennial High, have me swimming with a pool of sharks. Me, I'm just a good kid, trying to keep it neutral. But I'm well aware that a square can get shot too. Most prison, some pyro, that's just how the game go. Hood on every corner, stop for gas and get your brains flow. Bitches with fat asses, burners in the stashes. Murders in July, call that summertime madness. Rest in peace, Bobin. Rest in peace, Mossberg. Swear to God, when I make it big, your voice will be heard. Me, I'm just a good kid, trying to keep it positive. Though I know it's chaos, forever my heart to live in. Yeah. Discipline, but not catching the fade that week. Shit, that made him stronger though. Yeah, that was the good old days. Eating Tam's burger while my juvenile CD had played. 21 outside, maybe sideline pop. yellow tape on sidewalk. Damn, somebody got popped. Hoping that I live a lot. I don't wanna die young. Please don't come shoot up my party. I just wanna have fun. Sheriff's in my rear view. Motherfuck the police. Pull me over just to pass an 8-ball on me. Fuck it though, I'm out here. I've always been out here. Since the Compton swap meet. Black and red LA years. Pop was on road trends. Nigga, I was right there. Cali love video. He said, what's up? I said, yeah. Free my nigga J-Dub and both of the J-Mans. Easy paved the way. Little Easy about to hit it in. Fuck. What's up, nigga? Vanilla, Carver Park, Front Hood, Nutty Block, Lantana, 151, Park Village, Cedar Block, Santana, Burgundy, and Blue Bandanas, Peace, Peace, Fruit Town, Kelly Park, Southside, M Street, Pocket Hood, ATF, MOB, LPP, 135, BGP, Atlantic Drive, Lime Hood, NAC, PBC, Peace, Peace. Drag New, Compton Raymond, Tree Top, Mona Park, Key Flat, Seven O's, 155, Compton Swamp, Tally Hood, Key Zones, all a nigga really want. For us to keep the peace, but shit, that'll take some time and more time, but I'm pushing to get us there in no time. Me, I'm just a good kid, hoping I can spread love, word to the county building, forever I do it fun. Yeah, Cub City, nigga. Big cousin Lamont, Uncle Tony.
Oh,
my girlfriend and I. I ain't trying to entertain these other hoes tonight. Play some shit that my girlfriend and I. Yeah. Ha ha ha. Yeah. This shit my girlfriend and I.
Alrighty, you guys, that was the boy Kendrick Lamar with Compton State of Mind. So I hope you enjoyed. I know I'm definitely feeling that track. So anyway, let's talk about some Key projects. What's currently going on with Key Angelo these days? Well, well, well. Definitely working with the Chargers that I've mentioned before. You know, just giving them all the reps, all the love. I'm having fun with that. Also, just FYI to all the mom-and-pop shops, all the upcoming businesses, I am currently looking for sponsors and advertisers. So I would love to speak with you. If you happen to have some advertising or some new business that you need to get out there and or some sponsorship to kind of put shine some light on your product or your business, definitely hit me up at T'Angelo. Excuse me, hit me up on the email, T'Angelo@EOTMradio.com, and we'll definitely, you know, I look forward to hearing from you and see what you're working with and perhaps get you some radio time. It'd be super exciting. You can also call in 718-664-6543 if you're interested, okay? Again, that's 718-664-6543. Also, there's always T'Angelo@EOTMradio.com. So this weekend, big day, big day, big day. The Black College Expo is finally here. It'll be this weekend, Saturday, January 8th. And they'll be at the Convention Center in downtown L.A., for which our boy Kendrick Lamar will be gracing the stage. So it'll be live performance with him. That'll be awesome. Hope you guys will come down and catch it. I'm going to be doing interviewing and stuff. I have a camera crew down there. If I get a chance, I might do a live remote. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe, you know, have the radio show come down to the expo. We'll check it out and see what happens. Other than that, mentally just gearing myself up for school also. I'm not doing the winter session, but come spring, I'll be right back in the swing of things. So for all you folks doing the winter session, best of luck to you. It is a grind, and I'll be there shortly. So let's get into this. reviews, movie reviews, movie reviews. Well, not so much reviewing. We're actually going to discuss what's out to see. I know I don't get to watch much television, so I always have to refer to other people's opinions and thoughts and things to see what is the hottest stuff out right now. So this weekend at number one with grossing over $26 million would be Little Fockers. Reviews are great. Everyone seems to be enjoying this movie. I know I have enjoyed Meeting the Fockers. I also enjoyed it was Meet the Fockers. Then it was like, what was the second one? I forget what it was offhand. But this one seems to be doing well. I know some of the critics didn't necessarily get the best of ratings, but I know most of the people, like, people have funny jokes. They have some fresh approaches to it. The plot is, like, it's really good, I heard. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, I heard the plot is not all that well because the plot's kind of, you know, hey. But anyhow, I know I enjoyed the other two, so I'll probably go ahead and check that movie out this weekend. Also, we have True Grit with $24 million this past weekend. And True Grit seems to be doing quite well. I've been hearing a lot of positive reviews from other people. A lot of people tell me I should go and see that one. Tyron, The Legacy, that seems to be a really good movie. People who enjoy this movie seem to be diehard fans. I mean, they're like, oh, you have to see this movie. And I'm more like, well, what is it about? But it did come in with $18 million this morning, so we're definitely going to have to see, you know, go ahead and get a chance to check it out. Let's see. You have The Chronicles of Narnia, Tangled, The Fighter, Black Swan. I'm hearing that there's definitely, that's a good movie that I need to check out. So I heard it's about a ballerina who does all kinds of stuff. And with me being a ballet dancer, I have to check it out. I heard it's a really dark film, but it's bomb. And I was talking to Carla about it, and she was giving me, like, all the love, like, oh, Tangelo, you got to check out Black Swan. So definitely have to check that one out. And then How Do You Know? I don't know what that one is, but it came out before Harry Potter, Deadliest Hallows. So Hallows, goodness. So anyhow, those are some films to check out in the movies, you know, just things kind of going on in the movie world. The True Grit. Oh, I forgot to mention, number four was Yogi Bear. I'm so trying to check out Yogi Bear. I mean, hello, can we say vintage cartoon here? I mean, woo-hoo-hoo, hey, woo-hoo. I mean, you have to be there. I mean, you have to be there. Hey, Yogi. I mean, the whole thing. I want to see it. Okay, I'm going to check it out. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to check it out. So that's some of the movie things. I meant to get to the movies there and yesterday, but it just didn't happen. I kind of work so much. I just like to get in bed sometimes and just snuggle up with a pillow. But anywho. Moving right along, the People's Choice Awards. Speaking of movie reviews, People's Choice Awards, let's see what the People's Choice had to say. Well, I hope you got a chance to check out the awards. I haven't got a chance to finish it all, but I did catch some of the performances of some of the awards being given out. And overall, it seemed like a good look, you know. I'm not more into the music, you know, typically than I am television and movies. So I love to see a lot of music artists. But for this show, a handful of the bigger stars, music stars, didn't really show up, which is cool because it gives, again, the other audiences, you know, the other artists who are top-notch a chance to shine as well without trying to fight for the attention with some of the other big names like Eminem or Rihanna and such. So let's see what happened. Queen Latifah is hosted the People's Choice Awards, I think, for the fifth or the seventh time. I should get these details together. When we were talking earlier, we were talking so much, I just couldn't keep up with everything. P.S., I did not talk to Queen Latifah, it just all in my head. So anywho, when we were talking earlier, you know, it just all goes by so quickly. But nonetheless, she did do an awesome job when she was hosting. And she had this one little monologue or this little rant that she went on when she went down to the audience where the cast of Twilight was sitting. And she, like, asked all these weird questions and was being really over the top like a fan would be, asking all these, you know, kind of stupid questions and reminiscing on the movie. Like, remember that one time when you did this, that, and the other? And it was so funny because they were looking at her like, wow, you're really serious. And she's, like, yelling at the top of her lungs as if she was a 16-year-old kid in love with Twilight. It was kind of funny. But even funnier than that to me was how uncomfortable the cast seemed to be, in particular Kristen Stewart. I mean, she was almost, like, cringy, like, oh, my gosh, these people are all looking at us. Can she please just go away? And it got to a point where three people asked them all to stand up and wave to everyone, like, turn around and wave to everyone. And it was just the funniest thing I thought. And, I mean, when you say turn around, imagine the massive amount of people who are standing behind you. With them being celebrities, you know, movie stars, they don't always have an audience of people standing in front of them as a live performer does. You know, they do films, so there's not, you know, 1,500 people standing in front of them watching them. So I thought that was pretty funny. speaking of 1,500 people, it's probably more than that because they were down in downtown L.A. at the Nokia Center down in L.A. Live. Now, for you, for those who have not been to downtown L.A. With the new L.A. Live, if you get a chance to come out, definitely check it out because it's super sexy. It's super hot. They've done an awesome job with the upgrades. For those of you who are from L.A. who have seen downtown and the reconstruction of it, you have to tip your hat off. I mean, you drive down there now, and where there used to be a parking lot is now the Nokia Center. Where it used to be kind of homeless people and bums and stuff on the corner is now beautiful light fixtures and ESPN zone, eateries and water fountains and lighting. And I mean, it's just gorgeous. So if you guys come to L.A., definitely go to downtown L.A. to the L.A. Live and check it out. They have a movie theater. I just found out. I didn't even know. They have a movie theater down there. So I'm definitely trying to go down there on my next off day. Anywho, more details. Let's see who won some awards. Who won some awards? Speaking of Twilight, they won Favorite Movie. Twilight Saga Eclipse won Favorite Movie. Favorite Drama Movie would be the Twilight Eclipse also. Johnny Depp picked up a People's Choice Award for Favorite Movie Actor. Favorite Movie Actress went to Kristen Stewart of the Twilight Saga. So you have Favorite Comedy Movie went to Grown Ups, which the Favorite Comedic Actor went to Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, while he was down there, you noticed, if you got a chance to check it out, he was sporting a black eye. That is such a weird accessory to sport. I mean, as his co-star Jennifer Aniston introduced him for Just Go With It, I mean, they did Just Go With It, the movie they did together, and she presented him with the award, you're thinking, why do you have a black eye? So he goes on to say, I do have a black eye, and I'm sorry, he told the audience. I wanted to go see the Black Eyed Peas. He had told his wife he wanted to go see the Black Eyed Peas, but instead they thought he said, I want a black eye, please. So then he came to the awards in black and blue. Kind of funny. I'm sorry, that cracked me up, took me a little bit. But so, yeah, he did come with a little black eye, poor guy, but I'm sure he'll be all right. Let's see. Zac Efron, he won from Favorite Movie Star Under 25. Selena Gomez, she hit the scene pretty hard this year. Selena Gomez coming in with the Favorite Breakout Star. I think it's very well-deserved. You have Eminem. He didn't make it to the show, but he did win Favorite Male Artist and Favorite Song for his movie, the song he did with Rihanna, Love the Way You Are. Love the Way You Lie, my apologies. And then Rihanna was also not in attendance, but she did manage to score an award for Favorite Pop Star. I'm also glad to say that I'm currently a Rihanna fan. I have gotten into her recent stuff. I think it's pretty fun and awesome. I have to admit, I wasn't always a Rihanna fan, but I'm into her stuff now. I think it's really deep and, you know, provokes thought. But I have to say, I'm hating on the new dude. I don't know about you guys. You'll let me know. Hit me up at tangelo@eotnradio.com because I'm not personally feeling the red hair. I don't know. I saw a picture and was just like, the black with the jagged cuts and edges was pretty hot, but this one, not so much. Anyhow, Usher went ahead, and he wasn't there either, but he went ahead and won an award for Favorite R&B Artist. And Jackie Chan was not physically in attendance, but he did beam in via satellite to accept his award for Favorite Action Star. You still got it, Jackie! Jackie Chan did go ahead and accept his award via satellite, and he was greatly appreciative of all his fans and all the people. And it was, you know, a really interesting award show because you see that all the stars really get it, that this award show is about the people, it's from the people, as we call People's Choice Awards, but because the fans actually vote in for all of the winners, they just really feel more appreciative than probably typically because they are, the fans vote in. So it's not just what box office sales say, it's what the people say. And that's really what it comes down to for these artists, when it comes down to for them. But then also Ellen went ahead and picked up an award for the best favorite talk show host. And she had a funny situation when she actually won her award, when she made a little thing out to Oprah and everything. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on one second. Let's see. What did she say?
That's very, very kind of you. I can't thank you enough. And thank you. And almost wore that. I did. This is an honor. I'm proud to be in the category, all the other nominees. Thank you so much. Oprah, I love you, and I'm sorry to hear your show got canceled. So I share this with you.
I just thought the show was pretty awesome. You have to keep going. I mean, she is doing a lot of funny things. She goes on to continue accepting her award. They're giving her awesome praise, awesome props. It's a beautiful crystal award that she has going on. But hold on. She's got some more funny stuff. Let's keep going.
This means a lot to me, And I can't believe this is 11, as Queen Latifah said, and so a one for each of Sandra Bullock's toes, which is really wonderful. I am sorry. I'm high on life. But people tell me how much they love the show, and they come up to me in restaurants and in public restrooms and alongside the car and tell me things. So to each one of you, I'd like to say thank you. Teresa, my mom loves you too. Carol, I love the way you dance. And Pat, yes, it's weird that we're both gay. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate it.
I would have to say that was an awesome acceptance speech. I mean, it was super funny. And my favorite part is Oprah. She's a Oprah, and I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry to hear that your show got canceled. I mean, I know Oprah City is taking that as a great laugh as well, because that is uber funny, as she has currently started her own network, literally, OWN, as in the Oprah Winfrey Network, for those who didn't know. But I would say it was a great, funny show, a lot of funny moments took place, and I will give my hat out to Ellen because she is so funny. I mean, at first, I wasn't necessarily feeling the show when it first came out. I think the whole newness of it, I wasn't really aware of her artistry before she got her show. And now it's killer. I try to catch it when I can or go online and pull it up because it's just an awesome show. She's a really good talk show, a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. So anyhow, without further ado, let's get into another Kendrick Lamar joint. We're going to play this song called She Needs Me. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out Kendrick Lamar's music video, because the She Needs Me video, I think, was very well done. I'm excited to talk to him to find out exactly who shot it, who came up with the concept and everything. So without further ado, let's get right into it.
I leave you thirsty on Twitter. You boo boo, you tea, you turn down, you thirsty, you boo boo. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to find myself, I'm searching deep for Kendrick Lamar. I read about Napoleon Hill and try to know God. They say he the key to my blessings, and if I speak the good into existence, that instant my dreams will unlock. Money flow like water, I'll just wait at the dark. And by the way, I'ma start finding more light to shed, like a small garage in your backyard. I'm back chilling with a friend of mine. She mighty fine, but I notice that her heart resides next to bitterness. Always hollering who she don't like and who she kicking with. Who she wanna fight, who wearing the weave. Who Dooney and Burke bag is fake. Who holding the keys to the car she drove last year. Or who fucking on who, and who need a pap smear. Getting on my nerves, but before your negative energy curve, bitch, I'ma cut you off. Cause every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop, blah-say-blah, he say, she say, oh my God, shut the fuck up, ho. Every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop, blah-say-blah, he say, she say, I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to surround myself with people that inspire me, or at least inquire similar desires to do what the T-A-K-E just to reach the T-O-P. I'm talking ideas, motivation, it's more than making enemies, my nigga. Oh, that's not your memo? Then tell me why you constantly stressing on how you well connected like centipedes, my nigga. I function with you and you flaunt your pistol every second. Tell me how you pressed them at the Monte Cristo. Where's so-and-so from, and what neighborhood's beefing? Who baby mama's a rat, and who got killed last weekend? That shit is mad depressing, bringing me down. Speak on something with some substance that can get us both paid, rather than telling me how these niggas jocking your style, or his rims ain't bigger. Pussy nigga, I'ma cut you off, cut you off, cut you off. Cause every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop, blah-say-blah, he say, she say, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Scary ass. Every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop, blah-say-blah, he say, she say. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to better my chances of becoming a star. I'm trying to feel the vibe of Mona Lisa studying art. Now paint that picture.
Life behind bars. Remember the very day I got caught? I murdered a rapper and you filed the police report. See what I was taught. Family is all I need, but indeed, them two can run me right up a tree. Constantly talking shit about the next relative. Wanted me to take sides, but I never give in. Ever since grandma died, everyone parted ways. Argue on holidays. Left my uncle in prison for 15 years, no one paid him attention but mom's. Yeah, my mama has lawyer as any sister would come. Come to my house just to yap about your own people. Dang. And if your blood weren't running through my veins, I would probably cut y'all off. Two. Yep, cause every time y'all come around, y'all be hollering at whoop de whoop, blase blah. He say, she say, oh my god, shut the fuck up. Keep it running, Ali. Every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop de whoop, blase blah. He say, she say, so tell him shut the fuck up. Tell him shut the fuck up. Yeah, bitch, you boo boo, you tea, you turned down, you thirsty. Tell him shut the fuck up. Tell him shut the fuck up. Yeah, nigga, you boo boo.
All right, you guys, that's the boy Kendrick Lamar. And I have to ask to make a correction. That wasn't She Needs Me, that was Cut You Off. So, yeah, he was just cutting folks off. It wasn't, that wasn't the original other track that I had mentioned earlier. So, anyhow, you can still check out She Needs Me on YouTube.com. So, anywho, we'll be, I'm hearing from Kendrick Lamar later on this evening. Again, super excited. So, anywho, we're discussing what next. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Your bottled water. What are some of the best and worst bottled waters? And really, what makes the water good? What makes the water bad? And what do people say about the water? I mean, again, a lot of people spend a lot of money on, you know, oh, no, I do Dasani. Oh, no, I only drink Arrowhead. If it's not Ice Mountain Natural Spring Water, I just couldn't possibly. Oh, no, I might have to be Crystal Glacier. Well, with all that being said, I mean, how much do you really know about the bottled water that you drink? Not nearly enough, according to a newly reported release from the Environmental Working Group, also known as EWG. The Environmental Working Group stated that bottled water companies try hard to hide information you might find troubling. The EWG analyzed the labels of 173 unique bottled water products and company websites to determine if the companies disclose information where the water comes from and how or if their water is treated and whether the results of purity testing are is it relevant? Is it really what we need to, you know, have going on? A nonprofit the nonprofit group also looked at how effective any water treatment methods, how efficient their treatment methods are. I mean, researchers followed up by calling dozens of bottled water companies to find out which ones willingly would tell them or tell the consumers what their bottles, you know, what they went through, how the water was done, and where did the water come from, for that matter. More than half of the bottled water products surveyed failed the EWG's transparency test. 18% of them didn't say where their water comes from, and another 32% did not disclose any information on their treatment of purifying their water. I mean, these are things we need to look at. We imagine just because it's in the grocery store and it says, you know, bottled water from these different mountain caps, who's really going to the mountains and seeing if it's there or not? I mean, only three brands earned the highest possible marks for disclosing information and using the most advanced treatment methods available, and that was Gerber Pure Purified Water, Nestle Pure Life Purified Water, and Patina Ultra Purified Water. I mean, if you're not drinking those three, based off this information and the research from EWG, who knows what's going on in our bottled water? I mean, on the other hand, on the other end of the spectrum, there's about six brands that got the worst marks of EWG's report because they don't provide customers with the three basic facts about water on product labels. And their those companies could be Whole Foods, Italian Steel Mineral Water. They don't share. There's also the Market Basket Natural Spring Water. And enhanced purified drinking water. I mean, these are some of the companies that just do not give us the information that we need to know where the water comes from and how it's purified. So, again, as you're going to the grocery store, to your local convenience store to pick up water, that's something you might want to question is, where did this water really come from, you know? So how does your bottled water brand stack up? Here's a look at the top 10 selling U.S. brands of water. We have coming in at number 10, Crystal Glacier Natural Alpine Spring Water. They had from EWG, their grade was an F. Sorry, those folks. And coming in at number 8 would be Poland Spring Natural Spring Water, which is made by Nestle, and they came in at a grade D. We also have at number 6, Ice Mountain Natural Springs Water by Nestle. They came in at a grade B as well. Then we have Deer Park Natural Springs Water at number 5 by Nestle. They got a D. We have Dasani Purified Water, which is by Coca-Cola, my best friend's favorite water, and by EWG, they got a grade of D. You have Aquafina Purified Drinking Water by Pepsi, grade D. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, one of my favorites, got a grade of a C, and Pure Life Purified Water by Nestle came in at a B. So these are just some things to kind of look out for, just a little known facts, I guess, when you're thinking about getting your water and how to pick it up. There's just not, I mean, you just can't always trust everything that you go into the grocery store and get and just put it in your mouth because, you know, it says it's okay. And if you're one of those health fanatics, then you want to look at stuff like this. Me, myself, if I don't die from it, I'm pretty okay. This research I found actually came from the Yahoo Shine site, so you can check it out and look it up and get in deeper about it. Okie dokie okie. Yeah, boy. So, and that's your bottle of water. So, speaking of those drinks, you Starbucks fans, how many people out there love Starbucks? Raise your hand. Starbucks people? Okay. Well, for you Starbucks people and for the other people who drink coffee and just like to look around, you would want to keep an eye out because they are getting a new label. Yes, yes, yes. Starbucks will be getting a new, a new logo. My apologies, a new logo. You definitely want to check out the new logo that's coming around. As the companies continue to expand, they're just, you know, kind of giving their brand a little facelift, and they're just going to, you know, they're actually going to remove the little Starbucks that's around the, what is her name? I'm sorry. Oh, my. I'm having a lot of issues here with my equipment. I don't know why it's doing this. Sorry, you guys. I was just trying to get you the information, and now it's kicking me out of everything. Don't you hate when that happens? At the most inopportune time, things which are technical stuff just go awry. I think it's a conspiracy. Let's see if we can figure this whole conspiracy out. But anyhow, well, I can't really go on because my details have just disappeared before my eyes. Woohoo, ha, 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 ha. Let's see here. Okay. We're discussing Starbucks. And then Starbucks kind of also had a recent competition with McDonald's coffee. People seem to be getting into that these days. So if you're a McDonald's, if you're a coffee drinker, rumor has it, check out McDonald's coffee because it's not that bad. I personally am not a major coffee drinker, but I hear that it is quite delicious. So, hey, if you're into it, go for it. But anyhow, let me try to see here. Where is Starbucks? Sorry, you guys. Okay. Well, we're going to come back to Starbucks. We're going to come back to that. Let me, everything's going to rot here. Let me play another Kendrick Lamar track. Let me see what I have. Let's go ahead and play another Kendrick Lamar track while I try to get my all my technological things here. I think I'm having a brain fart with my technical stuff. And then we'll be back and follow up with Starbucks. All right, you guys, we'll be right back after this.
Nigga, tell the world I'm Compton, Compton. Nigga, I'm Compton, big ass Compton. Motherfuck your Compton. Make sure that you don't bring your man to my concert. I want you to suck my whole band after concert. Compton. Nigga, I'm Compton, big ass condom. Motherfuck your problems. I'm killing every instrumental and I co-sign them. And no 360 Josie, that's advanced at McDonald's. I'm fast like a wino. Time and time again, I often wonder where the time go. My daddy and my mom know I stomp a rapper like a Kappa, beat them like a Congo. This beat off in a Bronco, OJ. Often reminisce about the old days. Hard away Alonzo. Back then we was wearing LA gears with the rhinestones. Nowadays I'm coming head first like a rhino. I rhyme like I invented it. My wordplay is unlimited. Now never been my final. Club going ape shit. Rap like I ain't ape shit. She don't hear me ageless. Artists, you a novice. I'm recording on a spaceship. And we never noticed till your scene play. King K, D-O-D is E-A. Prime time, new clothes. Close minded niggas getting clothesline. I suppose, bitch, I think I'm too hot. Bitch, I think I'm B.I.G. Bitch, I think I'm E.G.E. I'm Big L and I'm O.D.B. And O.M.G. I might O.D. Yeah, that be my new tape. That's appreciation tape. Thanks for knowing that I'm great. Middle finger to the face. Fuck you. I'm the center of attention. Hustling, hustle. And my bitch, I'm much too. Mixed with all types of shit. Got the keys to her pad like I'm about to attack and shit. Got them all hyping shit. I ain't even do nothing. Screaming out, fuck the world. Tell you when I'm do nothing. Nigga, I'm Compton, big ass condom, motherfucking mama. I go inside the studio, a suicide bomber. I bomb on Obama. If that nigga get in my way, I'm selling some vagina. Y'all niggas glitterous, must be already dead. Then I ain't killing it, I'm mentally the willing it. Feeling like a stunt devil, one from six, we already in hell. Pass the blunt devil, y'all talking Illuminati, I'm talking eliminating everyone, including Satan. Lord knows heaven waiting. I'm the best rapper alive, I'm the best rapper alive, I'm the best rapper alive. That way, y'all niggas talking that top, I'm talking that Malcolm X. Martin Luther has a suit of difference to your fucking set. I'm the best rapper alive, I'm the best rapper alive, I'm the best rapper alive. Shake them and shoot them, I'm going after Kanye. Luke B.S. who or not, Luke Dogg and Mr. Andre. Eminem bust up a drum, y'all better not bust no more rocks. I'm a step bust on your ass. If you up with a mess truck, then throw a bust on your ass. Y'all be no ass no pass. Wake up, stop busting on niggas. Y'all must be busting on niggas. Y'all must be busting on niggas. Fuck you and fuck you for niggas. I'ma do this for YOLO. Ain't no count out that fuck with CDE, that's a logo. And you can see my promo. Yes, you know my whole tape. I'ma make a nasty movie and make sure that whole tape. They be like, oh no way, he about to take the whole cake. You got that right, got a big appetite with a big tapeworm. Every day I churn another meal. I'm hungry. Give some to my homies. Nigga, we made man and came in. Living in the stone age. I got this ignorant type shit from my uncle Tony. And made my nigga rest in peace. From heaven I know he see I'm calm. Nigga, I am Compton, a big ass condom. Motherfucker, LAPD, DA, and your honor. Got pumped up on the line, so trap my body, free my mind. Hoping y'all can see the sun.
All right, you guys, that is your boy Kendrick Lamar right there. And that was actually Monster. And I mentioned last week, you guys, about Oh, wow, okay. The producer said they were still in that track. I want to give you a little bit more. Okay, all right. I'm not hitting on you. Okay, you want a little bit more into it? Okay, get into it. Uh-oh, drop it low, get low, get low, then get low. Oh, oh. They're acting a fool, you guys. It's hilarious. You guys are idiots. Thanks for the warning. Okay. You guys are fools, okay? Yeah, you should screech and scream. That was horrible. I'm joking. Okay. We're back on it. Okay. Where are we at? Starbucks. Okay, so my computer is back, and my notes and everything are back, and I'm trying to digress. You guys, it's so funny. Okay, so... Starbucks, their company is actually celebrating their 40th year anniversary, and the logo is on the cup that you always used to sing will bear a new look. The company is going to do away with the wording around the young lady. Let me see here. The world's largest coffee company unveiled a new logo Wednesday that drops the words that are encircling the iconic sea nymph and gives her a new a few subtle updates. Starbucks says that the change amounts to more than nips and tucks. It's to his favorite lady. The fresh look goes with a new direction for the company as it makes its way back from its toughest times in its 40 years. So I'm sure, as you can imagine, as I mentioned with McDonald's cutting coffee and the economy being all shifted, a lot of big companies like them have had a very difficult time, you know, staying afloat and making sure they don't crash like some other companies have, and we're trying to figure out how to keep the consumers buying and how to keep them coming to Starbucks for their coffee versus making it their own. So with Starbucks' new unveiling that they did Wednesday, the crowd cheered, and the employees of the Seattle offices and the webcast plans to bring it in stores in March to coincide with the company's 40th anniversary. What is really important, the company mentioned here, is an involuntary refinement of the logo, which is a mirror image of its strategy. The CEO of Starbucks goes on to say, this is not just let's wake up one day and change our logo. It's more of an idea of we're changing the way we do things, so we think our logo should have a little facelift. And so you guys can you'll definitely notice a change once they go ahead and finish that out. I mean, nothing too big. Again, a couple, like I said, nips and tucks and a little fine-tuning, but you will notice it. And I know that Starbucks is pretty much branded that. You know, you have the star on the top, the word Starbucks, and the word you have word Starbucks across the top and coffee around the bottom with a small circle her inside of it. We'll lose the circle overall be the same size, but she actually expands to the entire thing. My personal opinion is I currently feel like the original better because it does have the wording where the new one doesn't. But let's wait until March and see what happens. I mean, you know, maybe I'll like it. Starbucks eventually, they end up suffering a lot of losses, you know, with financial and stuff. And with McDonald's, like I said, making their new coffee, that kind of hit them. And then with the sales in the stores not being as much because people aren't buying as much, you know, I guess a little overdue, I mean, a little overhaul won't hurt. I guess they go on to say, I've never been more excited about the future of this company. I'll tell you that. So I must say I'm happy for them. They're super excited, and I'm super excited for them. So for our new coffee drinkers, keep an eye out because the new logo's on the way. Anyhow, moving right along. All righty then. CNNMoney.com reports that we get 3 extra days to file our taxes this year. They'll be due on March 18th this year, April 18th this year, opposed to April 15th. But it's not because of the previously announced proceeding delay that will prevent people who itemize their taxes from filing before mid to late February. But IRS is actually changing it because in Washington, D.C., it's a little holiday that they celebrate, and it freezes. It's a little holiday that they celebrate, which was the freeing of a slave in that district. And because of that, it moves the ending date for taxes back a few days. Not too big of a deal. I mean, people, you know, this kind of happens from time to time. You get an extra few days. I think the last time an extension like this was granted was back in 2007. But under the tax code, filing deadlines can't fall on Saturdays and Sundays or holidays. And seeing as though the 15th is when the holiday would be celebrated, they had to push it back to the 18th. So just a little something, not too much going on. And it's pretty funny because I'm the kind of person who does their taxes like right around March or like April 5th. And then today I was on the phone with my baby sister, and she's like, oh, bro, have you filed your taxes? I'm like, fuck my taxes. I haven't even seen a W-2. What are you talking about? But I guess this is a season for that. So for all of you folks out there getting ready to file them taxes and get a few extra coins, I say, hey, go for it. Swing it my way. If you need some sponsorship, a little advertisement, EOTN Radio got you. Remember Ellen said a couple of weeks ago, how did people call my people? Well, who are your people? EOTN Media should be your people. And we know people. So we can call your people and have you have people calling people. And if you want to know how many persons it takes to make a people, call us and we'll tell you. I hope you guys are able to catch up with all that. So, anywho, I'm being weird. Let's see. What you call it? So those are the taxes information. Let's see. I'm thinking about Kendrick Lamar. I hope he's doing all right. I need to hear from him. Let's see. Do we have him? Do I have Kendrick Lamar? No, I don't have Kendrick Lamar yet. Let me find out where Mr. Lamar is. No, I'm joking. I know where he is already, but we have to get him. Let's show him overexcited. I want to hear what's going on. So let's see here. You know what? You guys, with me discussing sponsorships and all that jazz, let me show you kind of how it would work, okay? I'm going to play a little commercial, and you guys can envision yourselves in this spot. So close your eyes. Sit back and just look at your name in lights and look at your name playing across the airwaves of EOTM Radio as we cover across the world because we're not just national, we're international. I have people in Guamania listening. So, you know, it's super awesome. So here's a little something to do, and we'll be back after these messages.
Get hype. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Alrighty, so I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed. So, let's see here. I think Mr. Lamar is currently still in the recording session, so we're going to move on a little bit. We're actually going to go into the Where to Find a Job segment. I know right now people are still diligently looking for work. No, things aren't as bad as they were at one point with looking for jobs, but they're not exactly on point where, I know at one point you could like literally like quit your job on Monday and be in interviews by Thursday, Friday, and be looking at something new by the next Monday or Tuesday. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case as much these days. But nonetheless, there are places out there. Let's see. Industries that are seeing the biggest pickup in hiring. The job pictures is finally starting to brighten. The number of job listings is on the rise. Companies are making hiring announcements, and more hiring managers say that the plateau hiring full-time workers in 2011 is going to be higher than it has been in the past 2 years. According to CNBC, they're seeing encouraging sites that recovery is underway. The co-founder and chief technology officer of the job listing site Indeed.com says that it's definitely going to be a beautiful or a more prettier site out there as far as finding jobs. 24% of hiring managers said that they plan to hire full-time workers in 2011 from the 20% last year. That's which would be a 20% difference than what happened last year, and in 2000, the 14% that declined in 2009. And according to the recent survey, they are definitely going to be doing better in 2011. So where are the jobs? How do we get the jobs going? How do we find these jobs? Where are they? Well, healthcare. Job listings for healthcare is up by 20% in November, from November to January. And healthcare was one of the sectors that They did the best during the recession. If you imagine with healthcare, it's not as easy to just let the field of healthcare go away because we do need to get ourselves together. You know, when it comes to our elders and some of our older people who need their healthcare, you kind of have to kind of push through to make it happen anyway. But at the same time, for us younger generations, we just weren't going to the doctors. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen. I don't really go often enough as it is anyway. But now they're doing some of the most hiring, and their positions are really opening up. And so if you're looking to do, like, healthcare or, you know, get into the medicine and things of that nature, that'd be a good field to go into. Retail, actually, funny enough, retail is actually on the way up. Job listings is up by 89% from November to January. After a tough couple of years during the recession, shoppers are finally starting to let up on the spending. In fact, this holiday season, retailers hung up the best sales. They spent the most money that has been spent since 2005, which puts them up 5.5%, and that's in November and December. From the same period last time, according to Spending Pulse, the units of MasterCard that was swiped this year, uncanny compared to what happened before. So who's doing the most hiring and who's getting the most positions out there? You have places like Staples who are doing things. You have Advanced Auto Parts, JCPenney, Sears, AT&T. These are the few companies that are, you know, really pushing out there for hiring. So if you're in a position right now looking for work or trying to find a career to get into, those are some areas that you can look at. Then we have information technology. a very, very good field to get into, and it's also very profitable. You know, you make good money there. I know with and their job listings, I'm sorry, are up 75% from November to January, and there is a growth that is unmet. The demand for skilled workers, many information tech, I'm trying to keep this rolling. Okay, there is a growth that is unmet by any other demand for skilled workers in many of the different positions for information technology. I mean, they are just really looking for people who can do it. You want to get out there and get trained and get the skills necessary because they are seeking strong. They are seeking strong-minded and very strong determined people for a network of engineers and software engineers who can get out there and who can get their computing calculating skills and specializing in different computer techniques. And the reason is because the increasing amount of computer networking that is expanding, I mean, technology and the need for more security on these systems is becoming higher and higher. And so they just need the demand for information technology is just very high because of that. And so, again, it's up by 75%. And companies like Northrop Grumman, SAIC, IBM, Amazon, Microsoft, I mean, these companies are definitely looking for software development engineers, technical they have people that fill in their technical program managers, support development managers, software development engineers, software text engineers. I mean, there's a lot going on there. So if you're at all into computing, you need to go ahead and make that happen. So you have financial services and banking. That job listing is up by 73%. Many financial services jobs disappeared during the recession. As you know, we lost a few banks, but I know the biggest one that I personally was affected by was Washington Mutual. WaMu, Golden Blue. I was a major fan. I am a major fan of the WaMu. I enjoy their company. I love how their branches are designed because I hate to walk into a bank and you guys have 8-inch thick glass as though I'm here to rob you. I know it's safety first, but with Washington Mutual, if you didn't know, they had their safety at the front door. So you had, the way you entered the bank was very much a process. You had to go through one door, wait for that door to close until that door locks. You walk through a little scanner, then another door unlocks, and all that happened. I prefer that. And then when you got to the counter, it was a one-on-one with you and the bank teller in a little kind of personal area where you weren't with everybody. I mean, I enjoyed them. I'm sorry, I'm off on a tangent right now, but I did, and I was just really distraught when they left, and I had to get a Chase card. I mean, I know they're still blue in their color design, but I was taken back. Sorry. Anyhow, the job listings for this sector increased about 6% per month this year with a sharp increase in demand for financial analysts, financial advisors, auditors, and lending specialists. So who's doing most of the hiring for these positions? Well, you have Bank of America, you have Wells Fargo, you have Citigroup, PNC, and one of my friends who works for this company said they're doing quite well, J.P. Morgan and Chase, as I earlier mentioned. They are doing really well. They're the ones who bought out Washington Mutual. So, anywho, moving right along. Transportation, for people who enjoy driving or just wouldn't mind doing it. Now, watch this. This is startling. In transportation, the job listings are up 186% from November to January. I mean, transportation job postings surged this year. I mean, as manufacturing picked up, drivers and warehouse workers are needed to transport those goods. I mean, transportation jobs have jumped about 11% in the past month alone, and this average is nearly twice that of other industries. What's going on? Well, UPS and FedEx and all of them are having to get this stuff moving because people, this past Christmas, were ordering Christmas gifts online by the droves. I mean, it wasn't the normal buy that you're used to having. I personally had to pick up some things offline because it's more cost efficient. And if you have loved ones across seas or across states or whatever, it's easier to just deal with opposed to having to pick it up yourself, package it in, and send it across town. You can just go to Amazon.com or whoever.com. And I will also say one of the biggest things that caught me this Christmas was they all kept saying free shipping. Oh, I was clicking away and lost my mind. Free shipping? Oh, so what I pay, what I order is what I get it for? I was in love. I was in love. Okay, anyhow. Some of the companies that are doing a little bit more hiring people is UPS, FedEx, Heartland Express, CR England, Central Refrigerated. I mean, these are some places you can look for. And they're looking for truck drivers, tanker truck drivers, and to do small truck routes, to do team drivers, to do lease operators. I mean, there's a lot there for that department, for that field of work. And then also I'm going to mention, I think last I'm going to mention another area that is accounting. The job listings for accounting have gone up 58% from November to January, and the demand for accountants is expected to grow even faster than typical the demand for accountants is expected to grow faster than the average for other occupants, according to the Labor Department, largely due to the increase of number of businesses. I mean, with the changes in the financial laws and the corporate government regulations, and indeed the increase of money that's moving through people's hands, accountants are becoming a little bit more in demand. I used to work in hospitality as a night auditor, and with night auditing, you do, you know, a lot of accounting jobs in so many ways, because you're making sure the money tallies up for the day at the end of the month, to make sure the money tallies up, and it's not just, you know, in your hand money, it's also the credit cards, making sure the Visa, MasterCards, all those things tally up, and then making sure the money all equals up for the day. And then if it doesn't equal up, you are responsible for finding out where the money is and how did it get there, and report to corporate before morning. So that was a fun job. I enjoyed it, and it makes accounting worth doing. Who's doing some hiring? Well, you have KPMG, who's looking for, like, senior associates for federal taxes and audit associates. You have tax associates. You have audit investment management portfolio managers. You have assurance associates. You have investors for accounting analysts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Ernst & Young is picking up people. Bank of America is picking up people. ADP is picking up people. So for those who are out there, you definitely want to get out there into your field and make it work. Everything from banking to driving to financial services and information technology, retail. Get out there, get your skills, get what is necessary, okay? If you don't have a degree in school, it's not the end of the world. Just find you a trade or a talent and master it. And when it comes down to it, as long as you're helping that company make money, you'll be all right. So anyhow, as I'm currently still waiting on my special guest, Mr. Lamar here, we're going to now play the one I mentioned earlier, which is She Needs Me, which I think is probably my favorite track. I don't know, because Monster is pretty hot too, because I enjoy Kanye's Monster. So when I heard his, it was super awesome. And then I thought that Compton State of Mind was even great. And if you guys get a chance, check out the Compton State of Mind music video, because if you're from L.A. or that part of town, you will really enjoy the video, because it shows the city and it shows all the little areas or whatever. But anyhow, without further ado, let's go ahead and check out Kendrick Lamar's She Needs Me.
One time, reporting live, Compton, California. She go to work, she go to school, her body smooth, no tattoos, type of girl to make your mother feel comfortable. My pops love her too, she's compatible, she's independent, she handle her business, she believes in God. No other religion, never hit competition. When it comes to her friends, she's dependable. She's at her home trend. A confidant, a mediator. So sweet, every flavor. Just a conversation with her, doing you a favor. Look at her hips, I wanna be a pager. Conservative, affirmative. Actually, she relaxes in the sweats and Barbie pants. The beauty of her, a blind man can see. A true queen, and she needs me. She needs me. She needs me. She needs me. Me. The beauty of a sweater, God, a blind man can see. A true queen, and she needs me.
That girl is smoking, do you believe that I'm her token? Hard to see, she got me open. Get a real on the company. On,
5 years later, an accounting major. Work at a firm, abundance of paper. She got a career, she look in the rear. View mirror, her for Mercedes that she can steer. Private ball, executive meeting, consecutive trip, vacation on weekend. Dior reeking through her Prada dress. Probably the only product of a pure success. Got a promotion, now she owns the building. Headed to the top, like she owns the building. Real estate. Property, she don't tend to stake. Only one mouth to feed, funded a youth center. Invested in some stocks, double what she put in, then bought a restaurant. Oh, what a girl, how great life can be. And though she got the world, she needs me. She needs me. She needs me. She needs me. know what a girl wonder how life can be. And though she got the world, she needs me.
That girl is so easy. Believe it, I'm her okay. Hard to see, she got me okay. Yeah, we are on the coast.
We lose touch, separated. Years past, I'm out dating. She's dating. Went up Hollywood, famous of entertainers. Didn't feel good. Copyright bottom. Out shopping,
right.
Tuesday morning brunch, Benihana,
right.
Tabloids paint a picture of a perfect couple,
right.
Headline read when a famous actor loves you,
wow.
Emmy Award,
uh-huh.
Academy tour,
uh-huh.
On the red carpet,
right.
Dressed matching his suit,
wow.
She holding his arm,
right.
She waving her mom,
right.
And waving the world,
uh-huh.
Got the world in her palm,
wow.
Head in the clouds,
yeah.
Stargazing,
yeah.
Carter on the stage, a proposal was waiting,
uh-huh.
He bent down,
uh-huh.
Got on one knee,
wow.
She looked him in the eye,
wow.
And said she needs me, she needs me, she needs me. She needs me, she needs me. Even if we seem to separate eventually, it'll come to pass and she'll need me.
That girl is smoking.
I need her.
I believe that I'm her focus. Possibly she got me open. Together we are on the coasting. On.
Alrighty, guys, she needs me. Oh, she needs me. So definitely get a chance to check out that music video. Kendrick Lamar, super awesome. So, anywho, we run along. I am going to slow down one moment here. Let's get my thoughts together. I wanted to mention to you guys that on the 9th, January 9th, our girl Carla Barnes and I think our girl called a Barnes is, I'm sorry, hold on, you guys, one sec. Let me see what's going on here. Kendrick Lamar's people are texting me, and I'm trying to see. Let's see, Carla. Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys, we'll have to wait a little bit longer. They just texted me, and they said that Dre might have him in the booth because he's not currently picking up the phone. The world of entertainment, you guys. So hit and miss. You have to be ready for it. You got to be on it. Let me see. They still coming. They said, hold on a second. We trying, you guys. And this is what it comes down to. When it being entertainment, you really have to be ready, okay? Because you never know what's going to happen from into the next. I mean, this is show business. It is one of my favorite things right here. But they said, hold on a second, because I'm uber excited. And you're fighting against the clock like this. But it's super awesome. okay, so. Let me know, you guys. Yeah, let me know, okay?
Okay. Yeah, they're trying. We're trying. So, anywho, Carla B. That's what I said, right? If I didn't, I meant to. Oops. But anywho, our girl Carla Barnes on. I'm so tripping. It was like he's in the studio with Dr. Dre, which is awesome. I need him to be on my show right now with D'Angelo. Maybe we should just go kick in the door and go in the studio. How should we do a live remote from the studio, huh, you guys? Would it pack up and go to the studio? Yeah, no? Okay. I don't have time to say, but we could have. Uh-oh, after party at the studio. Oh, after party at the studio. Oh, after party at the studio. Okay, I'm being dumb. Anyhow. I know, right? Okay. They're telling me I'm ailing over here. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get back to it. Okay, I was mentioning Carla B has this big show on the 9th, January 9th, where a representative from Al Sharpton's office, will be with her, as well as the NAACP, as they discuss Frederick Jermaine Carter's hanging/lynching in Mississippi. No suicide, according to the NAACP. They just sent me the details, and the 26-year-old African-American Frederick Jermaine Carter was found hanging in a Mississippi tree in a white suburb on Friday, December 3rd, 2010. So as you realize, this was like yesterday, you guys. This just happened. And I'm actually, they just loaded me a picture of this, and it is quite disturbing. I'm having a hard time even looking at it now. So I'm going to move on. But it says the USA Today first reported it as a suicide. However, the NAACP just recently contested the findings. They feel it may actually be a lynching. You got this is difficult. if you get a chance, you can definitely check out EOTM WordPress, and you can get more details and see the blog that's on this. But again, Carter Barnes will be doing this. But it says, in 2011, you're just like really taken back by stuff like this that happens. And since I am an 80s kid, I don't really know of this kind of treatment, not firsthand, and seeing this is really disturbing. Whew. Okay. Carter, who lived in a neighboring Sunflower County, was helping his stepfather paint a building Wednesday, and the stepfather went to get some tools, and he returned. Carter was nowhere to be found. His body was later found, and considering his history of mental illness and no evidence, supposedly, of anything other than a suicide, it was labeled accordingly. Results of an autopsy are still pending. The FBI's Jackson field office is monitoring the situation. There are a lot of concerns with this. Number one, the individual could not have hung himself without the assistance of someone. If you can see the picture, you can see what kind of tree it's on, and I think you would need a little bit of help getting yourself through that. I mean, if it's declared a suicide, they say, why would someone from Sunflower County come to North Greenwood, the predominantly white housing area of Greenwood? Why would someone that far away come and hang themselves in North Greenwood by a river? That does not pass the smell test to me. So there's definitely some things in there to look at. I mean, I know with me and you guys, I do a lot of fun, upbeat things. I love to live life to the fullest, but you definitely have to look at things like this. So I recommend you tune in with Carla on the 9th. And you guys, what time is Carla's show for this? I'm sorry, I'm all asking them, but I didn't have her exact show time because she does so many shows, but they're getting me the information now as far as what time, so you can definitely tune in. It's going to be a show to see. It will definitely be a show to see. Let's see. 8 o'clock. There you go. 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I would recommend you check it out, especially for those in that area, especially if you're human. I have to listen to this and see what's going on. I'll have to tune in. This is on that's on Sunday at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I think I'm getting out of an appointment. So I have to give a call and talk about it. This is really something. So just definitely check it out. Let's see here. So moving, let's pick up the pieces here. I was trying to get my... All righty now, in a happier town. Okay, so we are sitting here, and we have 2011 underway. We definitely want to make sure our energy is high and that we are ready to, because we need to hit the ground running. You cannot get into a new year with all these great plans, goals, and search, finding of self and self-searching and purpose-driven determinations where you find your purpose, you go forward, and you hit it hard, okay? So we definitely want to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. We talked about vision statements. We talked about having a purpose. We talked about finding out what you love to do and making it work for you. Well, that's what we have to do. Tiangelo is doing media. Some people are losing weight. Some people are making more money. Some people are going back to school. We have to make it happen. So success one day at a time. The book I read from last week, which gave us a wonderful insight on if you don't become what you're supposed to be, the world could be missing out, because you definitely have to make it a point to do you and be who you are. Okay, so you can't just give up and not make it happen because it seems difficult. I posted this on my Facebook once. I thought it was still worth mentioning. Success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. Quoted by Conrad Hilton. What's that last name? Hilton. So what you have to understand is when you want something, you can't sit back and just hope it comes to you. You can't sit around and just assume it's going to happen and sit there and say, oh, it couldn't be, it couldn't be me, it couldn't be me. Well, for those who sit around saying it couldn't be them, you're absolutely right. It won't be you. You have to get out there and make it happen. Currently, right now, Tiangelo, again, is new to the media game with EOTM, and I got the tea time working, and I am pushing it through every single day trying to make it happen. And I have a great support team. You also want to find your team. find the people who are behind you, who will back you, you know. If they're just there for mental support, if they're there for a listening ear or crying shoulder, you want to have them with you. But you want to be eager, and you want to continue to fight your way through, because success does seem to be connected with action. You can't be doing nothing and go somewhere. It don't work. So I just got to make sure we set that, you know. So make sure you set those goals up. Myself personally, I am currently in a position, I mean, in the works of getting picture frames so I can hang them around my room and in my office so I can ensure that I have all that stuff looking right back at me. Because what you think about, what you see, and what you talk about is what you will be. You have to walk it, live it, breathe it. And then one day it will all work for you. And eventually you'll be able to stop working for money and have the money work for you. You heard? Thank you. Be seated. No pictures, please. So, anyhow, while we work on our goals, just ensure that you're being productive, you know, whatever that is. And I actually told my family that they, too, need to be productive. I want my entire family in 2011 to be doing big stuff. I mean, why not? It's possible. This year, my mother is going to be finishing her master's degree. Yay! We should applaud mother and her master's degree, everybody. We're applauding mother and her master's degree. We'll wait. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So, she's been working very diligently, working very hard to make that happen. So we're going to ensure that she gets that done. And I am backing her 120%. Anyhow, what else is going on? How about mother? Talk about goal setting. I had a quote I want to get you guys to. Hold on, just one more because I love that one. But there's another. See, and mind you, this is the book that my mother got me, I mentioned. And there's another one that I let someone borrow, and I'm in the process of getting back because it's called The Dream Catcher, and it has a lot of – The Dream Giver, and it has a lot of great notes in there about forward movement and really making it happen. I think there's some great quotes in there. But anyhow, what was the other one I wanted to say to you guys? Hold on. Let me see. They just said something to me. Let's see what's going on in the studio. Let's see. Alrighty. Well, I'm having some disappointing news. He doesn't want to be disrespectful to Dr. Dre and just jump on the phone as they're continuing to do the recording session. He's sorry, he wants to change the time. This will be the part where it says the hate between them. Anywho, we'll have to get your Mr. Lamar booked on. That's what happens when you're busy and you get these high-profile guests. I guess it happens. Well, I'm going to sit here and wallow for a spell. And while I do that, I'm going to have the sultry sounds of Rihanna and Nicki Minaj remind me of why I'm trying to fly. Commercial or music, please.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win. Maybe that is why I taste strange. day. But when you go hard, your name become yay. Yankee Stadium with Jay and Kanye.
You guys, I'm back. I feel better. I'm a junk food junkie, and they brought me some of my wonderful soft chew sour Jolly Ranchers here. So I'm great. So anyhow, Mr. Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, people are completely apologetic, and they want to apologize to everyone. They're just texting me their apologies and their sincere regret. But he is in the studio with Dr. Dre, and it's like, how do you tell Dre I need to step out to do an interview really quickly? Kind of seem disrespectful. And I understand, as it's currently planned, Kendrick Lamar will be at the Black College Expo on Saturday, January 8th, in downtown L.A., so I'll be there as well. So I'll make it a point to catch up with him then. And then we'll have him on the show later on in the month. But that's that. Well, everyone, we're going to start bringing this flight to a descent. All in all, it was still super fun. I think my favorite part will still have to be Ellen telling Oprah that she, sorry that her show got canceled. That is so funny, I thought. If you guys get a chance, it's awesome. If you get a chance, definitely check out all the shows on EOTM. Again, Carla B on the 9th with the spokesperson from R. Sharpton's, Al Sharpton's office, as well as NAACP, and they'll work that out with that story, and then let's see, let me think. Also, I think I mentioned that we already talked about the expo. I'm sorry, they're talking to me, you guys. I'm trying to conclude here, but I'm a little distraught. I am. what'd you call it? He's a mad cool cat, and I really wanted to get him on. But anyhow, remind you of the College Expo. Also, next week on the show, I'll be having the fashionistas, Tanis Hill, a restricted shoe line. She is a wonderful lady. She is so cool, and I have had the pleasure already meeting her and not working with her, but chatting with her and everything, and she's super cool. So I will have her on. And then Black History Month is coming up, you all, and what you call it? Oh, I'm going to, for Black History Month, okay, so I just came up with this concept, and producers, you have to listen up. Everybody in the room, listen up, because you haven't heard my new idea. Okay, everyone's listening. New idea is this. You have Black History Month, so everyone discusses the history of Black America. Well, I'm going to do Black Currently Month. So the difference is I'm going to do African American people who are currently making history. Is that awesome? So I'm all for, you know, the past stuff, which is super awesome. But I know there's some people of today who are making some moves currently. So we're going to have Black History Month on other shows, and my show would be Black Currently Month. Okay, so if you know some wonderful, influential people in your community out there in the world, definitely hit me up,
TEANGELO at EOTMRadio.com. I would love to hear about them. I would love to honor them on the show. If they're making moves and making big things happen, everyone, anyone from the high school teacher, like I had a Miss Davis when I was in elementary school, and I took Mrs. Davis' class in second and third grade. I kept the same teacher, and my sister had that teacher, and my little brother, I think he had that teacher too, because she was so awesome, and, you know, it's people like that who influence us in the world. So, excuse me. I am hungry. I need a sandwich. Anyhow, sorry. So definitely going to do that. Going to honor people who are working in the community now. Anyone who's doing the music in a big way. Anyone who is, you know what? I have to call up one of my best friends who just graduated law school, and she's currently working on her bar exam. See, that's currently. She's currently. But she's just, and her story is so awesome. We'll have to get into her later. I have to talk to her, and she's going to get her on the show. But she does, her story to me is so awesome. When it talks about determination and not letting anything stand in your way, her story is just one of those stories. Well, for single moms out there, you will really appreciate her story. So I'm going to say her name. I'm going to say Stephanie. I won't say her last name yet until she lets me. But Stephanie, a story about Stephanie, the law student. When you hear her story, the single mom, the law student who just graduated from law school completely on time. She's 29 years old with children, and she's I'll get really excited with her story. But anyhow, I'm going to have her on. So she'll be in Black Currently Month as well. And just keep an eye out. Other than that, let's see. Job market, we talked about that. Don't forget to mention Tea Time. Check out youtube.com/the1tangelo. And that's the number one, tangelo.com. And be sure to lock your radio. Be sure to lock your browser for Blog Talk Radio. It's EOTM Radio because we're having so much fun. And that's pretty much that, you guys. I'm a few minutes early this week, but that's how I be sometimes. So other than that, again, you can always call into the radio line, which is 718-664-6543. And with that number, if you happen to be like not near your computer sometimes and you're in the car driving, you can still call 718-664-6543 and listen via phone. I know me in my car, I plug my phone into my car and bump the music all around, so you can bump EOTM the same way. And that's with all the shows. And then also feel free to always hit me up at TAngelo at EOTM Radio. Check me out on Facebook, and that would be mad cool. All righty, you guys. Without further ado, I just want to go ahead and leave you with these last few words, which is I am your boy TAngelo, and continue to live life to the fullest. Dance as though no one is watching, and just live. I'm out, you guys. You have a good one.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I do. You should come by.
Love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call her people.
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie?
Yes.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say, I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Hey, does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, we'll have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade. I jump in front of a train, oh yeah. You know I do it. do the same. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever asked. Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade.
I'm a crank, I push it like weight. I push it like weight. Hey, tell them what it means. EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.